Robert looked at Ned with flat, dead eyes, and left without a word, his footsteps heavy as lead. Silence filled the hall. "Where is the direwolf?" Cersei Lannister asked when her husband was gone. Beside her, Prince Joffrey was smiling. "The beast is chained up outside the gatehouse, Your Grace," Sir Barristan Selmy answered reluctantly. "Send for Ilion Payne." "No," Ned said. "Jory, take the girls back to their rooms and bring me ice." The words tasted of bile in his throat, but he forced them out. "If it must be done, I will do it." Cersei Lannister regarded him suspiciously. "You, Stark? Is this some trick? Why would you do such a thing?" They were all staring at him, but it was Sansa's look that cut. "She is of the North. She deserves better than a butcher." He left the room with his eyes burning, and his daughter's wails echoing in his ears, and found the direwolf pup where they chained her. Ned sat beside her for a moment. "Lady," he said, tasting the name. He never paid much attention to the names the children had picked, but looking at her now, he knew that Sansa had chosen well.